Hey guys, sorry about this late video. I had to pull a 16-hour shift yesterday, and I am super tired, and I'm going back in again. So I just wanted to wish all you good fathers out there a happy Father's Day. And I specify good fathers because there's a lot of dads out there who suck. They walk away from their families, they abandon their kids, and they mess up a future generation. You have no idea the power you have as a dad to affect incredible change in the future. And when you take that, you throw that gift away. Having kids is a gift. It is a gift. And when people throw that gift away, they abdicate their responsibility, they neglect, they walk away, they get involved in drinking and gambling and going out with their friends, and they think there's some more noble cause. There is no more noble cause in this world than raising children. And if people realize that, we would not be in the mess we're in today. Raise your kids to question everything. Raise your kids to think on their own, to think way outside the box. Don't just chuck them in public school and let the government indoctrinate them. And that's what public school is. It's an indoctrination camp, a government indoctrination camp, where they're not going to teach you about the Gulf of Tonkin. They're not going to teach you about the USS Liberty being attacked by Israel. They're not going to teach you that the Federal Reserve fiat currency Ponzi scheme is just a Federal Reserve note. It's not a dollar. It's not backed by anything. It's a note by edict. Here, this is $5 because we say it is. It's $100 because we say it is. Teach your kids to believe nothing and question everything. Yeah, there's certain measures of belief, you know, like, I don't know, there's a myriad of things that you just believe. I don't know how the engine in my car exactly works. I know it's an internal combustion engine, but there's some things I just have to take on faith. Okay, the water pump cools the engine, the core of the engine to keep it from heating up. I've never seen all this stuff. There's some internal workings that I've seen, but there are a lot of things on my car I don't understand. There are a lot of things about my human body I don't understand. They tell me that, you know, the liver has this certain function and the pancreas releases insulin so that it can bring your blood sugar down. You know, I've researched that, I've looked into it, but basically I'm taking people's word for it. But if you question everything, so there are certain elements of belief just to get by in life, you know. You don't have to understand how everything works, you just kind of use them, and people say, well, this is how it works, and you go, well, okay, I guess so. I don't have time to research everything. But what I'm saying is, kids who question everything, like, there are more than two genders? You've got to be kidding me. Objectively speaking, you can just look around you, and unless you're a hermaphrodite, there are only two freaking genders. And even a hermaphrodite can only have two genders. So this idea that there's 58 or 73 or how many, however many, and then there's gender fluidity, you've got to be kidding me. One of the best things you can teach your kids, other than question everything, is that lies, where we live in a kingdom of lies. People are more apt to believe lies and more inclined to reject the truth. So hats off to all you dads who are doing the right thing, sticking with your family, loving them, teaching kids how to be compassionate, empathetic human beings who have a soul, not just a brain, but you got a soul, you have a heart, and you treat others, the golden rule, treat others like you would want to be treated. Conversely, don't treat others like you wouldn't want to be treated. What a golden opportunity. And guys, if you have small children, you will never get this opportunity again. In a blink of an eye, that 3-year-old will be an 18-year-old, will be a 21-year-old. You'll look at him and you'll go, man, I can't believe you're 35. How'd you get to 35? Guys, I feel like I did when I was 16. In the blink of an eye, decades have passed. And the question is, what kind of quality can you pour into your kid? And get this, guys, this may sound cliche, but a stream will rise no higher than its source. You're the source for those kids, and they will not rise higher than you. So if you've got issues, they're gonna have to deal with issues. Deal with your issues. Get your stuff straight. get your house in order. If you're bad with finances and you're behind the eight ball all the time, they're going to be bad. If you're unfaithful, if you constantly break your word, you say you're going to be somewhere, but you're always late. Guess what you're teaching them? Guess what you're teaching them through your actions? It's more than what you teach them with your words, what comes out of your mouth. You can mess a kid up by teaching them by your actions to be a hypocrite. Don't be a hypocrite. Show your kids how to be real. We could change the world, guys. I got 5 kids. I got two sons and 3 girls, 3 daughters. Best kids in the world. I love them so much. And that's really what it takes. You roll up your sleeves and you go, what? I am going to love you more than anybody else will ever or can ever love you in your entire life. It's a huge, heavy-duty responsibility. All right. I'm at my wage slave job. I love each and every one of you good dads out there. Screw you bad dads, by the way. Good dads out there, happy Father's Day. I'll see you guys in the next heavily censored shadow ban video. Real quick edit here. In my estimation, my last comment about bad dads was unnecessarily harsh. Look, guys, let's say you've been a bad dad in the past. Today's a new day. Today is a brand new day. There's always hope. As long as you're not 6 feet under, there's always hope. As long as there's breath in your nostrils, there's hope. You can change. You can be the person that you're supposed to be. You can be the dad that you're supposed to be. And I don't care if your kids are 5, 15, 35, or 50. And there's nothing you can do about the past. If you've been a bad dad in the past, there's nothing you can do, and you're going to have to deal with your consequences, because you can psychologically mess up a kid by being a bad dad. And that messed up state of mind that they're in will last a lifetime, can last a lifetime. You know, there's a way out of it. But just ask for forgiveness, let the chips fall where they may, and be that good dad today. Turn the page. Nothing you can do about the past. Okay, guys, I appreciate every single one of you. I'll see you in the next heavily censored shadow ban video.